If your knees check the weather before you do, time to check out Joint Relief Institute. Fast, FDA-approved pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Peter Greenberg joins us now. Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hello, Wendy. I'm good.
We were talking earlier about Speedos and thongs. On your travels, are you noticing more people wearing Speedos and thongs?
It depends on the destination. But 95% of the time, I come up with one answer for them. What were you thinking?
And you don't wear a Speedo, do you?
Not even in my dreams.
All right. They don't even look comfortable. But anyway, all right. Peter, we were looking on your website, and there are a lot of travel rewards out there and some deals. Can you help us find the best way to get those?
Well, right now, up until recently, it was almost impossible. The redemption levels for most frequent flyer awards average about 8%. It's dismal. And yet we're all addicted to these programs, whether they're airlines or hotels, because you want to get miles or points or everything short of breathing. Redeeming them is another issue. However, you wear the law of unintended consequences because of the Iran war and the huge drop-off in travel in terms of empty seats on planes in both directions. For the first time in recent memory, I'm seeing a lot of availability now on frequent flyer award seats and hotel room nights that were never there before. And in some cases, here's even better news, at lower redemption levels, because the airlines can start dumping them on the market now simply because nobody else is in the seats.
I was just, God, who was I talking to? I think Andy Mazur was telling me he was coming home on a flight, and it was delayed, but then when he did get on, the plane was practically empty, so he could completely stretch out and, what is going to happen? Plus, all the airlines cutting flights, what is going to happen to travel?
Well, airfares have nowhere to go but up because the original pivot, once you have a drop in travel, is slashing airline flights. So you had Lufthansa last week literally killing 22,000 flights off its schedule, not just now or next week, but for the rest of the year. You have Air India dropping back. You have Air Canada dropping back. In the U.S., you see Delta cutting back on flights. A lot of flights to Las Vegas now taking off the schedule. I mean, we're just getting started. And the problem right then is when you start cutting flights and the demand doesn't have to grow, but it does grow because of the availability or the lack of it in terms of seats. And that's when fares go up. So we're in a sweet spot right now where there is availability, but that won't last. So think of these frequent flyer award seats as sort of pop-up sales that may not be there next week. So jump on it when you see it.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
And what about all these flights that are being cut? What do you recommend to travelers now? I still can't get over the whole Spirit Airlines thing where just out of the blue, all these employees lost their jobs, all these travelers lost their flights, other airlines were trying to help and accommodate them. That was a feel-good that other airlines were helping.
It is, but it didn't come out of the blue. Remember, Spirit lost $2.5 billion since 2020. They were already operating under their second bankruptcy. It reminds me of the story that Ernest Hemingway once said, when a friend of his ran up to him on the street one night and said, "You're not going to believe it. I've lost all my money. I'm bankrupt. I have nothing left." And Ernest Hemingway said to him, "How did that happen?" And without hesitation, his friend said to him, "Slowly and then suddenly." And that's exactly what we saw with Spirit.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. And if you're going somewhere, oh boy, I'm thinking too, we were talking earlier about family vacations and with the gas prices being so high and then summer gas prices with the summer blend, is anyone going to be driving on a summer vacation this summer?
Are you ready? We're so addicted to our cars. We're all going to be the Griswold family. We're all going to be driving. When you see the notes from the AAA about how many cars will be on the road, let's say for Memorial Day or July 4th, et cetera, they're accurate numbers. But what AAA doesn't tell you is how many people are going to be in each car. And as the price of gas goes up, more number of people in the car to the point where it's the Clampett family, Beverly Hillbillies, with granny strapped on the roof. I filled up my car yesterday in Los Angeles. And you know what it cost me?
$352.
No, $132, but come on.
$150
for one fill-up? That's not sustainable. And yet, you got to drive, and people do. So they're going to make other choices. And the choices they're making are, we're not going to fly this summer. We're going to travel around the United States, and it'll become the summer of the Great American Road Trip.
How much was it a gallon where you bought it, Peter?
$7.02
a
gallon.
Good God, y'all. That is unbelievable, and I don't see it going down anytime soon.
No, because, look, if they opened up the Straits of Hormuz tomorrow, it would still be 6 to 9 months before we had a resumption of exactly the distribution chain. But that doesn't mean there's a guarantee the price is going to go down.
Yeah. It'll never work. We're doomed. I really have that feeling. All right. Well, speaking of driving, I know we complain about the traffic here in Chicago. The traffic isn't the worst of all U.S. cities here in Chicago, is it?
It's not. I mean, I like to think the traffic's the worst in Los Angeles, but it's not. Los Angeles is up there, but it's not the worst. You're dealing with cities like Philadelphia, New York, you know, because they actually measure it by how much time you spend sitting in traffic in a given year. And in some cases, it's a small lifetime. And so I judge a city by how many books I have to read to keep in my car. You know what I mean?
Yes. And who's the worst?
Well, you know what? It's a surprise. Philadelphia's not good. New York's not good. Chicago's not good either. But Los Angeles, which I thought would be the worst, I think is like number three for the worst.
Okay. And you're on Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. here on 720 WGN. What do you have coming up on Ion Travel this weekend?
Well, tomorrow we're coming from Santa Fe, New Mexico, because we were out there filming my new PBS special on the history of Route 66.
Oh, that's so cool.
Lots of stuff to talk about there. Plus, my comments on what's going on now with the U.S. Department of Transportation and what you need to know, because they have a lot of work to do, not to mention a lot of explaining to do. And I'll outline all of that tomorrow.
I'll be listening. Peter Greenberg, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
You got it, Wendy.
Peter Greenberg is a travel expert, a travel investigator. He is the host of Ion Travel right here on WGN Radio, and you can hear that tomorrow evening from, tomorrow 5 to 8 p.m. Let's just put it that way.